You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. Welcome. This episode is brought to you by LustyAge.com for all of your adult needs, all the dildos and vibrators and lube and Tenga eggs you could ever hope for. Use Sam FWA promo code for a discount, so give it a shot. Also, I would just like to say also that the website is basically funded by me and through also generous contributions from people like you. So if you would like, I've got Cash App, PayPal, etc. If you'd Throne, if you'd like to contribute to the ongoing work I'm doing with Hierarchy. So anyway, I was going to have a different topic tonight, but circumstances have changed a little bit, so this is sort of an emergency episode because there's a breaking story that I want to cover. I did post something about this on the website, but there are many people who don't read anymore, so so I'm talking about it in more detail, I guess, from my perspective more. So many of you are familiar with the story of Nick the Faggot, who he was a story that I had broken on fagsworshipalphas.com. And he's a faggot that came to find out that his father, who's an alpha, his name's Tom, Alpha Tom, his father had used faggots his whole life. And he never knew that about his father. It was kind of a family secret. And he confronted his father on my recommendation, and his father told him all about it and said that, you know, he knew that his son Nick was a faggot, and he kind of gave Nick some advice at the time. And it was kind of a landmark story on the website that a lot of people, since I came back from prison, people have asked about that story in particular. So I was nice to be able to talk to Nick again when I got back. And I published a story several days ago about an update on Nick. It was a sad update because Nick's father, Alpha Tom, had gotten cancer and was dealing with cancer. And things aren't going very well with it. But his father had gotten involved with evangelical Christians, quote-unquote Christians, I should say. And they had convinced him that, you know, what he had done with faggots, what he'd done with his faggot son, was wrong, of course. And Alpha Tom was basically rejecting Nick over the fact that he identifies as a faggot, which he used to be encouraging of, right? Now Nick is the devil, the literal devil. So it was kind of a sad update, you know, and I could tell that Nick was very despondent about it. And lo and behold, I published that story, and then I received a message from a God Alpha from Fags Worship Alphas, the previous website. Everybody knew him as Master J on the site, and he's young. He's around 20 or 20, well, maybe 21 years old or something like that, 22, something like that. And he's a multimillionaire from his own means. Like, he's a self-made millionaire. I don't know if he does TikTok marketing. I don't really know what he does to make his money, but he's wealthy. So he's got a couple of, he now owns a couple of private jets. He He also owns a couple of personal faggots that serve him in his mansion in the UK. Anyway, Master Jay, who now goes by the name Master Khan, read the story about Nick and asked me more about Nick. And I knew just what I had published, basically, about Nick. So I told him what I knew. And Master Khan wanted to contact Nick, which I thought was interesting, you know. Now, a little bit of a backstory about Master Khan. He and I have had lengthy conversations that never made it on the website regarding rescuing faggots from the Middle East. He had read about my rescue of baby boy from Syria, and so he was moved by that, and he wanted to do more of that kind of work. Now, I didn't know if I had the stomach to do it again, because it was so draining. What I did to rescue baby boy and get him to safety was so exhausting that I thought, I just can't go through that again, you know. But Master Khan has the resources that I did not have at the time. He also has a jet. We could fly people out of the Middle East pretty easily if we needed to, you know, Indiana Jones style. But so I knew Master Jay was an alpha. He's a god alpha, for sure. And he, even though he's very much of a disciplinarian with his faggots, and he expects his faggots to obey, he has a wonderful heart, and he is just the best kind of alpha. You know, he's the kind of alpha that sticks up for the little guy and seeks to do good in the world, right? The kind of alpha that should be worshipped and revered, in my opinion. It's unfortunate that the atmosphere in the world today is just causing alphas to really just veer off into destroyer alpha territory and lose the most valuable parts of being a superior man to that. So Master Khan has that in abundance, and he's truly one of the great, great alphas in my life that I've known, you know, particularly on my online life, you know, with the website and stuff over the years. He's one of the very best alphas I've ever encountered. And so when he asked for Nick's phone number or his contact information, not his phone number, his email address, I was like, okay, something's happening here, you know. So sure enough, I was right. So Master Khan had an internet conversation. I think they communicated over WhatsApp for about 2 hours or something. And Master Khan got back to me and said, told me how impressed he was with Nick, how impressed he was with his attitude and his view of hierarchy and his view of his place in the world and what's expected of a faggot. And I was thinking, okay, what's going on here? Are you interviewing him? You know, but then he made it clear that he was thinking about trying to claim Nick and bring him, get him out of the United States, bring him to the UK where he would serve him. And I was sort of floored by that, you know. Now, I say that if I was floored by it, I'm always floored by these kinds of things, but this is far from the first time that the website and my efforts with the website have led to these kinds of things happening. I teach the truth about hierarchy. And so when you teach the truth and you have good intentions, good things happen. And I have the best intentions And I work tirelessly for you guys and for the people who are brave enough to do the work of trying to find fulfillment, you know. And so, so this is not the first time that something like this has happened, but this was pretty crazy out of nowhere this happened. So then I started getting emails from Nick, and Nick was beside himself. He was just like, I don't know, like I don't know what I should do, you know. Master is wanting to claim me as his faggot and take me to the UK, and I don't know if I should leave. I've got family here. He lives in Texas, I think. And I've got family here. My dad's sick. Like, I don't know if I should do this, you know. He goes, what should I do? And I told him, I said, I can't tell you what to do, obviously. But I said, I think you need to follow your heart here, you know. Sometimes, especially with hierarchical matters, you get a shot, you know, and you have to take that shot. That's one thing that I've always kind of done as a faggot, is that when an opportunity arose in my service career, I took it almost all the time, you know. It would be really, you know, like I would have to be at a family member's funeral or something for me to not take a shot. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it would be, that's just how I am wired, I guess. So I was like, I think you need to follow your heart, because I think Master Khan doesn't come around twice in a lifetime, you know? Not for some random faggot online who, you know, they didn't know each other until yesterday afternoon, you know, so, or evening. So, you've got to, when opportunity shows up of that magnitude, you've got to do something, you know. So I was really encouraged when Nick wrote back late last night or early this morning saying he was going to take the opportunity and become Master Khan's faggot. And they made it official today that Master Khan is claiming Nick as his faggot. And in the next few weeks or something, I don't know what the timetable is exactly, but Nick was packing his stuff today. So, like, it's happening, you know, it's very soon. And, I am always just really just blown away when I see a faggot find a master like that, you know, where my website and my efforts led to those two finding fulfillment through, you know, their connection. And it's an honor to me, and I don't take any of that lightly at all. Nick's a wonderful fag brother of mine, and I'm very, very proud of him. And what he's doing right now, this choice that he's made to go and serve Master Khan alongside two other faggots. Like, Nick is going into a situation where he's got two other fag brothers he's got to work with and serve Master Khan together, you know. So, you know, he's being thrown into this sort of mix of things. So it's going to be really, there's lots of unknowns there. But he's being brave about it. And he's putting himself on the line. He's saying, I am a faggot and I want to serve a man. I want to give my life to a man and serve him. And Master Khan is that man. I mean, if you're gonna derail your life and run off down the yellow brick road toward the wizard. I mean, like, you're going to do it for Master Khan. You know, we're talking about a man who has, a young man, a young alpha, who has millions of dollars and two jets, and he can make lots of things happen. You, when that kind of alpha, a god alpha, shows up, knocks on your door and says, "I want you. I want to own you." You do that. You go there, right? And I think, you know, I really wanted to talk about this for a couple of reasons. You know, first of all, that is one lesson that I hope that a lot of faggots listen to and hear and understand and appreciate, is that you've got to try, okay? You can't lay around and mope and complain about, you know, you're a faggot and there's nobody that you'll never find anybody or whatever. You have to put yourself out there. You have to say, this is what I am and this is what my purpose is. And if people reject me or somebody, some man rejects me, well, I can't do anything about that. Because you have something good to offer as a faggot. Okay? So if a man turns you down, they're losing out on service, on worship. They're losing out on something valuable. They're too dumb to see it. Don't let it stop you, you know. Nick, when I reconnected with him, he was dejected. Not just about his dad, but because he had his own medical issues and he had gained weight and he was feeling very unhappy with himself. Look what's happened now. All because he was willing to try. Because he, deep in his heart, he knew that he was a faggot and he was meant to serve. And he wanted to be fulfilled as a faggot. And he didn't give up. And look what's happened. The same thing can happen to any faggot that's listening to this broadcast. Okay? It's happened to me in the past. I mean, it can happen for you. You just have to try. And I will also say this. You know, another lesson I want people to get out of this, especially alphas, any alphas that are listening to this. You have a choice about what you're going to be as an alpha. You know, you might be just a cash master in FinDom, you know, cash raping faggots of their money, whatever. And that might seem like some sort of accomplishment. But if all you do is tear people down and you don't see the value of owning faggots, of developing faggots as your property, then you're missing out completely on a massive lesson to be learned in hierarchy. Master Khan gets it. This is a guy that's running businesses, who's doing very well successful, you know, financially. He doesn't need financial tributes, okay? He doesn't live in a trailer somewhere and shows his feet online for $10 tributes, okay? Like, he's a very successful alpha male. But he takes the time to train and grow his faggots into valuable property that serves him. Like, there's a better part of hierarchy than just being a dickhead that, you know, calls people faggots and tells them they're worthless online and takes their money. And you're missing out completely if you don't see that. That's all I have to say about that. But anyway, this situation here is just amazing to me, and it's wonderful to see Master Khan find another faggot that will worship and serve him the way he deserves. And it's great for Nick, my brother, to be able to be fulfilled, you know. And I want that for every alpha and faggot and beta and everybody else in between. I want that for everybody that comes to the website and thinks about the material that's there. It's not just, that website is not, Hierarchy University is not, it's definitely not designed to be just hot content. Fags Worship Alpha was kind of like that a little bit. There was a lot of porn on the site, whatever. There's also a lot of good information there, obviously. But Hierarchy University is shooting for something, an elevated purpose in Hierarchy. I want people to come away fulfilled or find a path to fulfillment somehow, you know. So this example is like a display piece of what I want the website to be able to do, you know. So hopefully this example inspires you. I hope you guys will read the post I wrote about it and think about it and think about, you know, where you want to go with, you know, your faghood or your alphahood, you know. So anyway, that's, I just wanted to talk about that a little bit because it was a very exciting very exciting day. In fact, because I was so blown away by that situation, I actually went and reinstalled all of Master Khan's previous posts from the old site to the new site in preparation for this, because I wanted it to be done right. So speaking of the old site, there's a fag brother from Brazil who is a genius, an absolute genius, and he has written some scripts and has pulled the archive of the website, the old website, fagsworshipalphas.com. He's managed to grab the old site from the Wayback Machine. I don't know if you guys know what the Wayback Machine is, but it's an internet archives that catalogs. It takes like photographs of websites like and absorbs all the information from that moment in time on that website. It's like it takes snapshots of a website. So he's been able to pull the entire archive of the website, fagsworshipalphas.com, from this mirror that Wayback Machine has. And we're in the process of reinstalling much of the material back from the old site to Hierarchy University. So there may be some glitches here. I don't know how this process actually works because that's not my bag, okay? But this fag brother is a genius, and I'm sure he has a plan. So be prepared because we're about to actually pull off a fucking miracle here, seriously. And if we get that archive back into Hierarchy University, there's simply going to be no website on the internet that's it can even touch what the kind of information that will be contained there. So it'll be like the Bible of Hierarchy, basically. So stay tuned. I will let you know more about that, okay? Anyway, well, I'll let you go. I just wanted to talk about this. I hope that you're inspired, at least as inspired as I am. Well, I don't know if that's possible, but hopefully you're a little bit of inspired. Anyway, well, I will talk to you next Wednesday. Until then, take care. Love you. Bye.